When you think of movies, you probably think of Hollywood. But way before Hollywood, there was Louis and Auguste Lumière in France.
Lumière invente le cinéma comme
Jacques Gerber is a French film critic and co-curator of the show Lumière, le cinéma inventé, cinema invented at the Grand Palais in Paris. By the end of the 19th century, people had been working on moving picture cameras, but the Lumière brothers invented cinema as a collective experience.
Il y a beaucoup d'inventeurs avant, il y en a plus après.
There were many inventors before, but none after, says Gerber. And today, filmmakers still use the same techniques that the Lumière brothers invented and developed. The exhibit starts with the early life of Louis and Auguste Lumière. Born in the early 1860s in the south of France, they worked for their father, Antoine, who ran a photography business. This was at the beginning of still photography, which used glass plates.
1871, in those years, the photographer was a chemist, actually.
Eric Barsman is a young filmmaker and works as a tour guide at the exhibition. He says that the Lumière brothers came up with a way to mass-produce the glass plates covered with gelatin emulsion. The factory in Lyon successfully made them for sale all over the world.
And they made a big fortune. In about 10 years, they came from doing it themselves in the basement to have a big industrial complex where they made the plates and they sold it in France and worldwide.
In 1894, Antoine Lumière went to a fair in Paris and discovered Thomas Edison's kinetoscope, which had been introduced in the United States 3 years earlier. A big wooden box with a reel of film cranked inside, you could look in and see moving pictures. In the exhibit, a kinetoscope sits behind a glass case. Next to it is a reproduction. You can look inside the eyepiece and see a group of Indians dancing around a drummer. Antoine Lumière was impressed, but believed his sons could come up with something even better.
Antoine said, okay, here's what I found in Paris, here's what Edison came up with, and I'm pretty sure we can do something that's a bit better, because the problem with this machine is that it's individual.
Because this is just a one person,
yes,
one eye hole.
Yes,
okay.
This is missing, the kinetoscope is missing the point. We should do something that can be projected. There were already back in those days, the magic lantern was widely known and was like projecting images, so this idea of a collective show was already known to people. So the idea was to do the same thing for the moving pictures.
Louis Lumière, who at this point was in his late 20s, got to work. Inspired by the action of a sewing machine's foot, he came up with a device that could move film in front of a lens to make a movie, and then again in front of a light source to project it. Housed in a small wooden box, he called it the cinematographe, or cinematographer.
His cinematographer was both a camera and a projector, and it was very light, very small, easy to produce.
There are several cinematographs on display in this exhibit, which is rare as there are very few of the devices left. Lumière patented the device in February of 1895, but even before, the brothers had started making movies. Their first film, Sortie de l'usine Lumière de Lyon, Exiting the Lumière Factory in Lyon, is considered the world's first real motion picture. 50 seconds long, it shows a stream of people, most of them women, coming out of a factory gate. Their dogs running around, and a couple of men on bicycles.
It looks spontaneous, but those people are the workers of the Lumière factory, and they're all dressed, all sharp and neat, so there's already something fishy. The thing is actually directed the workers, and they asked them to come up in a very fast way. Don't look at the camera. They actually made 3 takes of it, because the first take had a big horse coming, but it was too slow, so they couldn't finish the film, so it's totally mise en scène.
The film was one of the 10 shown in the first ever group movie screening on December 28, 1895, in Paris.
In December, Antoine rented a place downstairs at the Grand Café, which was called the Indian Salon, Salon Indien, and that's where they organized the first public projection of the cinematographer, which are considered the first public projection of cinema.
The exhibit reproduces the salon, complete with velour chairs and painted walls. The projector noisily spools the film behind the seats. Among the 10 films shown at the Grand Café were the factory exit, along with some humorous ones, one in which a man tries to get on a horse or flips over into a blanket. The films are silent, of course. The exhibit has a recorded voice introducing them with music in between. But at the time, the only sound would have come from someone talking in the room and live music. There are also short family films. Eric Barsman likes these because they show slices of life. In one called Le Déjeuner de Bébé, or Baby's Breakfast, Auguste Lumière feeds his daughter yogurt with a spoon and then hands her a biscuit.
There is Auguste and his wife and his daughter, and although it's probably directed, the baby is obviously not directed because he's waving his biscuit at Louis, who's filming. He's like, "Bah, take my biscuit," and this is obviously not directed. So that's what you get in those family films. All of a sudden, it's like there is a spontaneity that happens. There's about 1,500 films, all made like in a very short amount of time.
The exhibit shows many of these films, which you can call up on touchscreen monitors.
So we're here on this digital touchscreen to get the Lumière Brother films.
Yes, that's such a paradox. When they make the first public projection, it was quickly a big success. People just flocked to the Grand Café to have a look at the new fantastic spectacle du cinématographe.
These films are, some of them are kind of silly, where people are jumping on a blanket or jumping over a horse. Well, and the idea was to sort of show the movement you could do,
The idea was just to show live movement. You saw the wind in the leaves. This was a very big thing. We can see the wind in the leaves.
The wind in the leaves was something ordinary, but seen on film, it became extraordinary. On some level, what was being filmed was not the point. The exhibit shows promotional posters of the time, and they advertise the cinematographe itself in big letters, never the films, or views, as they were called. And yet, the Lumière brothers had an aesthetic vision with their films.
Louis, en particulier, vous voyez qu'il y a un geste.
Curator Jacques Gerber says Louis's films, in particular, are those of a director. They have a depth of field and framing that speak to the influence of his artistic father.
C'est ça qui est rare.
This is rare, he says. People are usually inventors and engineers or artists, but Louis combined them both.
The Lumière brothers' film had an aesthetic because the father, before being a photographer, he was a painter, knew about these tricks, how to make a flat surface turn into an image of life with depth, with framing, with composition. And you can feel this in the Lumière films.
They're not just like industrial guys, like factory workers.
No,
they have an aesthetic. This one's funny, so you have like a giant playing with a dwarf in there.
Yeah, I'm not so fond of their comical films because it's kind of still 19th century bourgeois sense of humor. But some of the films made outside are interesting. I like the family films. There's one where there's the little girl and there's this huge cat. I mean, it's not huge, but the way it's framed makes it looks like, because the girl is really young and the cat is pretty big compared to her, so it's like this huge, old, flurry cat.
In the year after the first public showing in Paris, the Lumières took their cinematographe on tour. They spread their films widely by sending the devices abroad with operators who'd send the film back to be developed, and they'd receive their reels to show, along with all the other operators' reels.
So when someone was to organize a showing in Russia, he would get his films shot in Russia, but those shot in Mexico as well, and those from France. So the Russian would be watching a show where they would see views from France and Mexico and all over the place, and same thing in the other countries. So all of a sudden there was this kind of worldwide network of image. The world basically saw itself for the first time.
It's a really interesting experience to be in a show where we're like in the digital age to make an exposition on this like really old technology, and you're like, actually it's just the exact same of what we're using today. I mean, pre-digital, but
yeah. And you know, they still work. Actually, this little wooden box with a little sewing machine mechanism still work.
Would you want to use one of these?
I would actually, yes. I would like to film very small bits of 35mm film, and that's quite impossible without renting an expensive 35mm film camera.
It'd be nice to just have this little wooden box that you could just
pop
it into.
And just film little things here and there. And you can actually come up with great little films. And that's what Louis Lumière and his operators came up with.
Everything is old is new again, of course. And as digital technology starts to replace film today, filmmakers might well start looking back to the debt they owe to the Lumière brothers 120 years ago. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.